the one who makes us one.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well, our Lord said. Luke 17:19, our sermon text. Jesus said this to the Samaritan leper during his earthly ministry, and he said it to you and every baptized believer, as you were given faith by the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, who brought and who brings God's active word into your heart by way of your ears, through the preaching of faithful pastors. Rise and go your way. Your faith in Christ has made you well. Rise. As Raylene says, rise. For Christ has died for you and has been raised for you, that you may rise at the last day as he did after his death. You're healed of your leprosy, of your sin that eats away at your flesh and your fleshly-minded soul. You are healed. Rise and go your way, the way of faith, the way of the one who doesn't dismiss the healer, but like the Samaritan leper, turns back to praise and thank his Savior. The way of the one who knows. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. Rise and walk by the Spirit, as Paul said in Galatians. Living in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Your flesh crucified with its contagious passions and rotten desires. Rise and keep step with the Spirit, led by the Spirit in the Word of God. As we heard in Galatians 5, it's so true, my friends. What Christ Jesus did for the Samaritan leper, which Luke recorded in his gospel, he has done for each and every one of you, for all Christians. He's given you the resurrection of the body. Life apart from the disease of death that's corrupted the flesh you know in this temporal world. That hampers your step and causes you to stumble in this deep darkness where we can't even see the thing that trips us up. Jesus has had mercy on you. In accordance with God's law, he fulfilled God's law on your behalf upon his cross, so that you wouldn't eat the bread of the wicked and drink the wine of violence, but would trust in his crucifixion, the wickedness and the violence that was perpetrated against him, so it wouldn't be perpetrated against you. So that you would eat the bread that is truly his body and drink the wine that is truly his blood, having faith that his sacrifice has made you well, eternally well, saved from your sin and its outcome, death. Saved from the way of the wicked that is like deep darkness. All right, we love to hear words of forgiveness, don't we? We love to hear the gospel. To hear that we've been healed by the great physician. Who doesn't like to go to the doctor and heal and hear that they've been healed? It's great news. Our hearts sing at such language. It's pleasing to the ear. But how poorly do we show our appreciation for the mercies God's shown us, for the unending healing he's worked in our bodies, that we'll know full well on Judgment Day when he says to us, "Rise. Go your way into the room that I've prepared for you in my Father's house, in the everlasting paradise we call heaven." We're quick to want to receive the gift of forgiveness, of salvation, of eternal life. Yet we take him for granted, like the 9 Jewish lepers in the gospel reading, who were healed, just like the Samaritan one, but couldn't be bothered to return to Christ the healer and give thanks to the one who showed them mercy. When I was a boy, I accidentally upset my grandmother. And as we have some grandmothers in the room, you could understand that was not a good thing to do. She had given me a birthday present, and I didn't send her a thank you card. I was like one of the 9 lepers, ungrateful, happy to get something for nothing, yet unable to take the time to simply say thank you. This is how we treat Christ, like I treated my grandmother. Through Christ, we've received everything for nothing. Everything. It's through him, the Word of God, that everything was created. Everything we have in this life comes from the triune God. Through Christ, the Word made flesh. From the air we breathe, to the stuff we buy, the clothes on your back, and the beds we lie in, everything finds its origin in creation. And that creation was spoken into existence by God. Yet we don't live like we appreciate this reality. We take for granted that we have the stuff we have, and we breathe the air we breathe. We enjoy the gifts of life, but forsake the one who gives them to us. It's true for our first article gifts, and it's also true for second article gifts too, isn't it? Now, what's the second article of the creed all about? Jesus. The first is about creation. The second is about salvation in Christ. His life and death for our salvation. Justification through Christ. The gift of mercy. Forgiveness. Oh, how we take for granted just what our Lord went through to pardon us of our penalties and give us unending life. Freedom. If we were truly grateful for what we've received, there'd be no stopping us from turning back to Christ daily to give him thanks, to fall face down like that Samaritan leper in worship of our Lord, prostrate before the God who has given us everything, our faces in the dirt where we belong as sinners, to be at the feet of Christ in thanksgiving, to be where he has promised to be present in the divine service, not once a week, but every day. If you and I truly appreciated the cross of Christ, we'd be pounding on the door of the pastor, his office, his parsonage, every single day, demanding that he unlock the sanctuary so that we might be gathered together, like those who once knew the isolation that comes from living as a leper, isolated from humanity, like those hungering for community and communion with God and one another, longing to give thanks to our Savior for all that he's done for us, for restoring us to our humanity, desperate to hear those resurrection words come from the lips of our Lord through his servant, the pastor. Rise and go your way. Your faith in Christ has made you well. And if this is how we were, hungering for those resurrection words, we'd be all the better for it. Because each time we come into the presence of our Lord, he does speak to us those words. Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Eternally so. He speaks and it happens. We rise. We have faith. We are well. But once a week's enough. For some, not even that. Jesus healed me. I'm good. I know all about him. You know, he's in my heart. Yeah. If that was the case, again, there'd be no keeping you away from where the Holy Spirit leads, from the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments. That's where the Holy Spirit leads, you know, to church, to Christ. Don't let the world fool you. Church is not a bad word. This is where Christ has promised to be, where two or three are gathered, and where we are teaching and baptizing and administering the sacrament. Or did you not hear the words of the proverb this morning that said, "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight." That is, open your Bible and read it. "Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh." Keep your heart with vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Listen to Scripture read and preached. Pay attention to it. Study the Word with your own eyes daily. Let God's Word go into your heart and shape you, make you a Christian. But what flows from our heart? Not the springs of life that nourish our neighbor, but sin. That's what flows from my heart, sin. The desires of my flesh flow from my heart. And this is why all of us are like the lepers crying out, "Jesus, Master, Lord, have mercy on us." That's our state. And my friends, let me now preach to you the gospel. He has had mercy on you, on me, on all of us who beg for it. Hear the gospel. Jesus' crucifixion, his cross, is how he answers your plea for mercy. He has already shown you mercy. He died for you. He died for you. That's how much mercy he's shown you. And then he rose for you from the grave, that you would rise too. Repent of your lack of thankfulness. I have to do it daily. Repent of your lack of thankfulness and dwell on the reality that you've been given the greatest of all gifts, free of charge, eternity in paradise, the riches of Christ in his castle, which you'll one day know in fullness and not just in word. You'll live there. You've been forgiven. You. Of that which would have kept you in the darkness of death, that which would keep you stumbling about on the way of the wicked. You've been given the righteousness of Christ. That's like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. You are on that way to full day. walking in light, not in the deep darkness of night. It's because Jesus kept the words of his Father that the years of your life will be many. And by many, I mean unceasing, eternal life. He walked by the Spirit that you and I could walk by the Spirit too. Not according to ourselves, not by ourselves, but as baptized believers walking with Christ as Christ walked for us. Everything he's done has been attributed to you. He did it all and he said, give it to you. Give it to them. He rose, and so you will rise. He had faith, and his faith made him well, and he has given you faith. And your faith will make you well too. Indeed, it already has, even if you don't realize it. And it's because we're led by the Spirit that we're no longer under the law. Don't let the devil beat you up with the law. You don't live under that law. You will one day know what's already been given to us. Life immortal. With all the fruit of the Spirit as Galatians detailed it. Because you have faith in Christ. When he returns, he will say to you, you who've fallen on your faces at the foot of Christ, you who give thanks to him for his mercy of healing, who don't take him for granted and dismiss him, but long for his word to control your heart, he will say to you, rise. Your faith has made you well. Go your way into the new heavens and the new earth and receive the eternal inheritance I've earned for you. Walk uprightly, for you are forgiven. Knowing that no good thing does your Lord and God withhold from you. Your faith in Jesus Christ has made you well. It is true. And so we say, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.